Really delighted to have on the line. COVID has had an amazing impact on people's lives throughout the world, in particular Australia, in particular New South Wales, and in particular Sydney and Western Sydney. And we're really delighted to have on the line at Spotlight this morning, Barry Colbert, the President of the Western Sydney Regional Organisation of Councils. Barry, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jim and Darren. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's been a very tough time for you in so many ways. You know, you're trying to take the region forward, and yet the challenges in so many ways continue to tease you, if you like. If we're talking about Western Sydney, what's the COVID experience that's being taken place for you, particularly in your role as the president of a very, very large geographical and dynamic region?
Well, firstly, Jim, it's been all the usual logistical problems of holding meetings and talking to people. I mean, 2 years ago, if you wanted to solve a problem, you'd say, oh, I'll just drop down and visit you and we'll have a cup of coffee and we'll talk through it. But that sort of thing can't happen at the moment. And it means that what start out as little problems can get bigger and bigger because there's no chance to solve it or catch it early. So that's our biggest problem with being locked down, I think, from a business point of view, from WesRock as a business. There's also problems, of course, the usual problems that everyone else has got, that you're stuck at home and you can't go anywhere, and that tends to play with your mind a bit, and a lot of people are suffering. They want to get back to work. They want to get back into the WesRock office and meet with their friends and work together, and just can't be done at the moment. So we've got the problems that everyone else has got that may be amplified a bit because we go across such a large area.
You do. And Barry, I'm going to try and look for some positives because everything is, you know, most people are listening and wanting to hear the 11 o'clock news and all. I won't say doom and gloom in the sense of doom and gloom, but, you know, the statistics tell a story and so on, and they're bigger than yesterday and this has happened and this poor person's died and so on. I'm going to try and look for some positives. And one of the positives that you're saying to us is that Western Sydney Health itself or local health districts, have really increased their communication. And I think that's a good thing.
They certainly have. It's been a steep learning curve. And I was just thinking that, you know, councils are very good at working with disasters that happen outside, like bushfires and floods. They all happen outside. But this is a totally different kind of situation where all the problem is happening inside, people being locked away. And we've got to find ways of communicating with people. And I think health in Western Sydney, health department has really looked into that because people's mental health is being affected by this situation as well. And councils are now getting involved in communicating with people. I know that some councils, Lithgow, for example, has a system whereby the library is online so books can get delivered to your place or other resources. So councils are being flexible and trying to make sure that people stay connected even though they're isolated at the same time.
Barry, that's so important, and you're talking about mental health, and I think it's the hidden issue of these sorts of lockdowns where people can't get together, they can't go down and have a chat down the corridor at work, and that can actually often allay people's anxieties, and rather than getting onto Zoom and all those sorts of things, and maybe they can still get out for a walk, but even then only with their family or one other. But what I want to say to you and ask you about is what sort of position can Western Sydney councils play to help in this pandemic and this current lockdown? And how do councils kind of play off each other? Because sometimes I'm hearing that, well, Council A is doing this, why isn't Council B doing it? Can you walk us through a bit of that and how you're trying to bring them all together?
Well, yeah, we are. We're trying to share ideas across the councils because councils are finding unique situations or unique solutions in their area, but sometimes those solutions can be translated to other areas, so we share it. We have regular Zoom meetings and emails, etc., where these things are discussed, and that's one of WesRock's roles is to bring all these ideas together and share them. So we've only really recently started doing that, but so far it's working really well, and I know that all the councils that I've spoken to are all very concerned about what's happening in Sydney Southwest. We've offered to assist where we can. Now, sometimes the assistance can be through providing resources such as traffic management around some of these clinics that are being set up, and sometimes it's about providing discussion points and talking about ways forward. So we're helping wherever we can, and it's just all new ground. If you have a flood in the Hawkesbury, you've had about 10 or 20 in the last couple of hundred years, and we worked out how to solve that or how to face it, but this is brand new, so we're learning on the job.
Just a question for you, Barry, a bit from left field. We're hearing a lot about that JobKeeper needs to be reintroduced. From both a community and a council perspective, what do you think about that?
I think JobKeeper worked really well, and I'm surprised that it hasn't been brought back in now, although I believe the federal government is bringing out a new scheme later today, so I'll reserve my judgment and see what that's about. If maybe it'll work as well as JobKeeper, I'll wait and see. But federal government really needs to step up and support people during this time, especially businesses. Especially these days, most workers, young people, are casuals, and once they're out of work, they've got nothing coming in. So that system is found wanting under these circumstances.
And I think for a lot of young people, this has become such a challenge for them. They've moved forward with their families and properties, particularly in Western Sydney, and this is having a big impact on their cash flow and on their ability to really just go forward. I agree with you. Barry, I just want to ask you this little question just before we go to a break. I can't believe every time you get on, time just flies. I'd like to ask you about what you're doing in the collective. Being the president is a very important and a very prestigious position in terms of how our people in Western Sydney view you and councils. What are you doing in the collective to try and help people all across? I mean, for example, in Liverpool, I think they're trying to do some free leisure or training exercises in various parts under COVID conditions, which I think is really novel and really fantastic.
Yeah, look, a lot of our councils have gone down that line with they have leisure centres or gymnasiums of some sort, and they're working on systems to enable people to come in and use these, exercise programs, and we're encouraging that. But Wesrock itself doesn't own these resources.
No.
We coordinate or work with these groups. What we're trying to do, as I said, is share the ideas around, and where we find out that something's working well, we transfer that to other councils and say, and give them help where we can, like assistance on how to set it up. But the actual resource belongs to the council itself, so we can't actually physically do it, but we can encourage and we can support.
We've been really delighted to have on the line this morning our good friend who has spent many hours with us telling us about what's happening in Western Sydney, Barry Colbert, the president, the boss, you like. He gets cranky when I say that. But anyway, a wonderful person who gives so much to Western Sydney, the president of Sydney Regional Organisations of our councils, commonly called WESROC for the acronym. We'll be back after this short break. You're on 90.5 on Spotlight, a show that tries to bring people together and tell their stories.
Alive 90.5.
Proud sponsors Linden Electric have been best in class since 1977, providing unparalleled electrical expertise in commercial, industrial, and laboratory solutions. This dynamic family-run team prides themselves on over 43 years worth of client-focused results based on their core values of quality, safety, and integrity. Linden Electric, experts in electrical, 9890-9663 or email james@linden.net.au for a booking. Station sponsor.
It's 19 minutes past 10, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren.
Really delighted to have on our line on Spotlight a very good friend who gives so much information about the region in which we live, work and play, Barry Colbert, the president of Western Sydney Regional Organisations of Councils, or an acronym called WESROC. It tries to do so many things for for our people in the community in which we live, work and play. Barry, we were talking before the break about lots of things that you're doing, and you are trying to take a macro view but individualise that where possible to particular subgroups or subparts of Western Sydney. What are some of the challenges and obstacles you're finding at the moment? And they really have come to the fore in the last month or so.
Well, I think, as I was saying before, councils are very used to issues and disasters outside, and this is a very different kind of thing where people are locked inside and you still need to maintain communication with them, and we're having to look at our systems of doing that. I think we've assumed, for example, that everyone has a computer or a phone that they can get onto, but we're finding out that that's not necessarily true, particularly in parts of southwestern Sydney. We say to people, just go online and go to this website, and they say, haven't got a computer. Now, that's a big issue. So we're looking to maybe target some places that don't have computers and see if we can get them to lend them a computer or get them a computer or a phone in some way. Now, that's going to take time, but I think this lockdown's possibly going to go on till the end of the year, off and on. So sometime this year we're hoping to do that, but that's a big job, and I'm not sure how successful we will be, but it's one of our aims at the moment to get everyone connected. Because what I find with my family is we go once a week onto one of the platforms. There's different platforms like FaceTime and Messenger Teams and Messenger, where you can all go on there and talk to each other. So our family goes on once a week, all together across about five different sites, including my 89-year-old mother-in-law. She does it on her phone. And we all keep in touch and we have a good time. And I really suggest that families start doing that if you've got the computers. If you don't know how to access it, ask one of your young people. They'll tell you how to do it. And get on there and have a talk to each other and keep the dialogue going. Don't let any of your family be locked away by themselves in a house. Make sure you keep in touch with them. Even if they don't have technology, they probably have a phone, and you can go on some kind of group phone call with them and talk to them. So I think families need to experiment on how to do that, and that's another way we can help. If you don't know how to do that, then some of our WesRock staff could help you work that out. But, of course, the bottom line is that everyone needs to go and vaccinate. And the sooner everyone has had their vaccination, the sooner we'll get out of this mess and the sooner we'll be able to get back to something approaching normal. So my bottom line is, yes, we can do all these things to help people, but the way we can help most is by all of us getting vaccinated.
Well, I'm going to, before we move on to that, Barry, your mother-in-law's first name?
The first name is Genya.
Genya, we just want to say good morning to you. You've got a wonderful son-in-law, and he's doing a great job. So we hope you have a wonderful day. On a serious note, and just having a little bit of play, Barry, that's a really interesting point, because I really feel for, say, students in particular at school where they have maybe only one device and maybe not even any devices in the family, the bandwidth is disruptive, and they're trying to do big exams. So they are really challenging problems, aren't they?
Well, they are, and we found this latest outbreak has shown that southwest Sydney in particular is suffering from a lack of technology, and a lot of students, I mean, if there's one computer in the house, then the priority is usually that if you have a student in year 11 or 12, they get to use it, but if you're a student in years 5 and 6, well, you have to line up and wait. So, it's really bringing out these lack of technological resources in southwest. It's not a problem that was faced so much when we had our first outbreak over in eastern Sydney, but it's really shown itself as a problem in southwest and western Sydney.
And that, therefore, you get information which is broken down, information that's not disseminated. And so all of those issues and problems and challenges that you've been talking about are really difficult. Darren and I applaud WesRock for A, acknowledging that, and B, trying to put resources and make contact with people to try and reduce that. The difference is that it's happening in real time. And so people, after now, it's nearly a month, is now going into another month. It's a very difficult time. That'll be nearly 8 weeks. That's a term of school, and that plays big on the minds of many people, particularly those in Year 11 and 12. And it only occurred to me yesterday that the young students in Year 12 this year actually went through it last year, Darren. So they've really been hammered, if you like, with the pressure of these things. But I know that they're resilient and they'll get through it.
Barry, just a question for you, if I may, as we look towards finishing up. Now, we know that the getting online, you're talking about getting online and how people find that difficult. I've been assisting my mum, who's 80, in the last few days, and the sort of systems she had to go through to do what she needed to do was quite difficult. How much do you think we can improve, say, the council systems, and would there be a push for at least the Western Sydney councils to use a similar platform so the experience is quite similar for everyone, kind of the way Service New South Wales works? What are your thoughts on that?
That's a good idea, and I know our CEO has been pushing for that for a number of years, and because often it's like the rail gauges used to be between New South Wales and Victoria. You have to change trains. It's like that with some of our councils now. We have certain planning mechanisms in one council, and you go and talk to the next council, and it's like talking a different language. So we are trying to streamline all that and get things working the same, and also from a public or consumer point of view, trying to get all our councillor websites working the same way so people know if they go from one council to another, they still know how to manage the site. So yeah, that is on our list of something that we started to do, but it's still a lot of work to do, and we're looking for a bit of funding from the state government to help us with it.
Well, I fully support that. Great idea.
Barry, I've been looking at your website when we try to do things and look and see what you're doing. It's an amazing job. So many areas that you touch on people's lives and so on. You also make a public confirmation with regards to our community if they are in the position to make some contribution to charities. And you've got a number of them there that are really important. Tell us about those.
I'm not sure which part of the website you're looking
at. Well, you know, in the sense of, you know, making support to Meals on Wheels, looking at Food Bank and looking at those within our region, Red Cross.
Okay. Well, councils tend to work in their local area with local groups, and I know here in Hawkesbury there's a few groups we work with to assist with feeding the homeless, and we provide resources where we can. We provide places where people can meet and have their meals, etc. Wesrock doesn't actually get into that on a local level. That's
no.
More of a local council thing, but we encourage it. And I know in Hawkesbury in 2019, we started a program to find homes for the homeless people, and we went around Windsor and found 35 homeless people, and we found a permanent home for each of those 35 people. And that was going to be a program that we were going to continue and expand, but then COVID stepped in and we really can't go out and talk to people anymore. So if we ever get back to normal, that's something we're going to address, and I think it's going to be an even bigger problem after this COVID lockdown. I think there'll be even more homeless people, and that's maybe not a charity, but it's a way that councils can work with the local community to help out, and Wesrock is encouraging that. We're going to try and standardise it across the region.
And I agree, and we applaud you on behalf of Spotlight on 90.5. Barry, it's been a real pleasure as usual to have you on here and tell our listeners about what's happening in Western Sydney and the challenges particularly faced as a result of COVID. Darren and I always get excited when you come on because you have so much authority and you're trying to do the right thing by, you know, millions of people in Western Sydney. On behalf of Spotlight, we thank you so much.
Okay, well, look, it's a lovely day out there, and if people are lucky enough to have a backyard or front yard, can I encourage you to go out and grab some of this sunshine? Because I think that's also part of helping our mental health, is to actually get fresh air and sunshine. So if it's available to you, then please go and get some.
That's very, very good advice.
Have a great morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Live 90.5.